cliffcentral.com.
Yeah, welcome to it. It is another Thursday afternoon and, well, morning actually. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to myself, Timisha Masha, on the weekly mashup. It's so good to be here. I'm not alone though. I'm with my lovely co-host,
Candace Mama, on this chilly Thursday morning. Yeah,
Sherbet. AKA said, don't forget to pray. Right?
Yeah.
And I must admit, I've been praying.
Oh, you know, I thought you forgot.
My house in Pezula is, I'm concerned.
Wait, you had a house there? Or it's, well, just you had a house now?
I hope I still do. You know, I put a house away for a rainy day. In there, okay. You know,
as one does.
As one does.
As one does.
Once you've worked on like top SABC shows.
Oh, and that sort once of you were like the face of Top Billing. Yeah, yeah, I mean, hello. Like,
of course, it's nothing. What's
it's
Pezula?
It's nada.
You know, I'm, you know, and but I'm sad about what's happening in Knysna. Hey, I actually am, because I love Knysna.
Oh, it's
I really
beautiful.
Love that place.
Beautiful.
And the biggest part about it is the flora and fauna is why tourists always went there. So it's going to take a while for that to come back.
Yeah.
And it's sad for us to see that sort of thing happening. I really do hope that, and I pray, that actually everything's going to be okay and people are not going to lose their homes any further and no more lives are going to be lost as well, because that's quite sad for me.
It's crazy because, I mean, just now Donald Trump pulled out of the climate agreement, right? And he said that climate change is not a real thing. But I mean, things like this have never happened in South Africa. And you're telling me that climate change is not a real thing. You know, it's just, it's so bizarre to me.
No?
So it's so frustrating. But I mean, I hope all the families in Knysna got out safely. You know, it's just such a sad thing to see unfold, you know.
Dude.
And the storms that, I mean, unfolded in Cape Town yesterday was something else. You know?
I saw that on the news.
I can't deal.
Waves and the wind and rain. Like, it goes from drought to flooding.
Yes, and incredible, just storms. It's not even like just the rain floods. You know
what I mean?
There's winds, it's just crazy. South Africa, I remember when I was younger, I always used to joke, Africa's the best place to live because the only thing that hit us is famine.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're getting through that.
Did you ever have a famine?
And, you know, see, maybe South Africa not, but Africa's champ.
I never felt a famine.
The only thing that's hit Africa is poverty.
And colonialism. But,
like, you know.
I think that's what happened.
And
like
that,
Helen Zille's tweets is what caused that stuff to happen.
It must have.
Yeah.
I mean, Helen.
I blame it on Helen. She should have just stepped down.
She should have. Why didn't she just take her marching orders? Now everyone must suffer because now she made the ancestors unhappy.
You know what I mean?
Like I mean, exactly. Everyone is just like mad. Like,
now they must tell Aikosha in the Western Cape.
And you know, we don't know how to do things in moderation. I think they were so angry and then they started hyping each other up. Like, we're going to show her. Yeah. We're going to show her.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know.
So there's going to be a lot of goats that I have to be... Okay. Anyway, and then there's like the Gupta League stuff. Like everything is just going crazy in South Africa.
We're losing our minds. The world is losing its mind.
Okay, before we go there though, because I want to talk about that because that's funny.
Okay.
But I was at the Comrades this weekend. Comrades.
I know. You guys made it like a family trip.
Yeah, it was a family trip. My brother was running.
Bless.
I think he lost about 3 or 4 kgs in the run. And he was already quite skinny just to get ready for the Comrades.
Comrades is no joke, eh?
I mean, he's been in pain for the past. He's not okay. He's still not okay.
You can't be okay.
He's a broken man. Just from being a spectator, yeah. I picked up man flu in Durban.
Just from watching him
exert himself. Yes. That's how hectic Comrades is. Okay, I still don't understand why people do this to themselves. Because it's not like after you finish Comrades, you look fabulous.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean? You just look hungry. Like another friend of mine,
he looked awful.
He looked like
the sun has like taken every bit of complexion you had.
And you know, you've been sweating so much that you know it's like after you've been in the ocean and the salt is on you.
Yes.
You look ashy on top of that, right?
And it's like maroonish brown with ash on top.
It looked like you'd been in a famine.
And then you're breathing like
yeah, and you got like hunger break for the whole day because you haven't eaten. You know, it's like it's not cool.
And you know what's funny? You can't finish the Comrades with dignity.
No.
It's like,
no.
You know what it reminds me of? Right. Like, you remember in high school, there was the 1-5, right?
Yeah.
And then there's always that last stretch where everyone feels like they can be Usain Bolt.
Yes.
And then in their heads, you can see they see themselves as Usain. Yeah. But out in the world, you're like, run, Thabo, run.
Yeah.
And
Thabo's
just pulling his legs. And then someone overtakes. And you know, it's the slowest overtaking you've ever seen, but it's so sad.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so sad.
That's what the Comrades is like.
Oh, shame.
Like, you have to be serious about your running.
But I respect them.
I respect
anyone who's willing to do that,
like,
but I can't.
You're putting yourself through a day's worth of full-on torture.
Torture.
Okay? Just so you can say at the end of it, I did it.
And you got a medal.
Not everyone gets a medal.
Oh, shit.
The saddest thing is after that 12-hour...
You don't get a medal. Not even a participation medal.
You didn't participate.
Aye.
You suffered for nothing. The worst is that the cutoff times, right? They've got a bus that picks you up. So if you didn't make certain times along the way, they just pick you up. They're like, listen, just stop. It doesn't matter. Just get in the bus. We're going.
That's what if you don't want to get in the bus?
And imagine you're
70 Can you jog next to the bus?
No. You can't. You have to, like, you're at 70 Ks. There's only 19 Ks to go.
Okay, then it becomes like a hostile situation now. They're like,
and then
so
they
get
drag
in.
You into the bus. So you've run 70 Ks and you have nothing to show for it. Yeah.
But anyway, shabbat.
Gupta leaks.
From that sad story to
another
sad
story. I know nothing about it because I've actually, like, I've been on holiday and stuff. So
you've been in the zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just say that my information comes from my mother, who is like so fascinated with the state of the country.
Okay. That means like, going to be like some proper information.
No. The problem is I listen half-assed because she goes into like, she's like the journalist of the house. So she will like break it down.
Okay.
And then I catch snippets. Okay. So, so guys, don't kill me. Don't stone me on Black Twitter when I tell you the small snippets I think I've heard. I could have made it up. So the emails, right? So they're these journalists that banded together that said, you know what, we're not going to get bought and we are willing to put...
How did they find these emails?
Okay, so I have not... It's actually been years of compiling like emails and information.
They've been just compiling it for years.
Years. This is not like I woke up yesterday, I got angry at Zuma and today I'm giving you... No, it's years of like people, you know, getting the emails and, you know, finding correspondences and people who were willing to come out. Like, apparently Fakey Mentor was one of the people, you know, who came out and said, okay, I'll give you access to my information. So they've been like, you know, the quiet insiders that have also been giving them this information. And basically what happened was, you remember WikiLeaks, what chaos it caused. Apparently Gupta leaks is just as bad because they're gonna have to give us information slowly because they don't want to shock us all at once. And we're lazy. We're not gonna read like 2,000 emails.
I'm struggling to just read like 3 stories right now.
So. Like I was struggling to listen to someone reading it to me. So
but Zuma's still like, I'm not going anyway.
No, because he's ignored it. But the fascinating part that I did tune in for was they said that Gigaba, Malusi Gigaba was always the end man. So when we were going through Van Rooyen, when we were going through Pravin Gordhan, all these people, they were just pawns. Like they were just distractions. But Malusi Gigaba was always the end man. He was
but
always the end goal.
These guys are so clever, man. And they're patient. And they're like, they're playing chess with the whole country.
The whole country.
They're some smart people.
And they bought, another thing is they bought Jacob Zuma, it's either the second or the first most expensive house in Dubai. Now, you know Dubai don't play.
No, man.
Like, those are people whose policemen drive Lamborghinis.
Yeah, I like buying a house in Sandhurst.
No. This is levels.
This is real.
Like, this is other
levels. Like, I'm
levels.
Just trying to get into Stain City. Buy me like 600 square, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
These guys are like
you
the second most expensive house
in
Dubai.
Dubai.
Levels, Papa. Levels.
So, yeah, so those are the few things that have come out. I'm sure more has come out since, but yeah, it's crazy.
What if we just let them run the country? Just said, okay, you know what, guys?
No.
You guys, you seem like you know what you're doing.
You know what? I feel like I need to leave anyway. Like, I just feel like it is just not working.
Why leave?
But
don't
then, you know
what's
funny? No, you know what's funny, right? Like, I've always known that I was probably not going to have my life in South Africa.
So
you know, I want to make a difference here, but I knew that my career path was probably not going to keep me here. But then I was like, I'm going to the States, you know, the land of milk and honey. And then people started getting shot for no reason. Yeah. Like, you know, then
what
I was like, I'm black.
You go to London?
And then I was like, I'm going to go to London. Then I was like, shit.
You're going
to
get
first
bombed.
First thing, I hate the weather. And people are just getting bombed.
That weather is not worth getting bombed for. It's like, I'm not going to get stabbed by a member of ISIS for this weather. I'm going back home.
It's disrespectful.
I would rather get hijacked and shot in the face.
It is disrespectful.
It is.
To get bombed
like,
in London.
You've been pissed on by the rain for a month. Full month. Okay,
the one sunny day you get
some guy from ISIS. Just like, you know, he doesn't even bomb you. Doesn't even give you the courtesy.
No,
he stabs you.
No, that's some BS.
Like, no, like, dude, I could have had that happen at home.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So maybe I should just get like a tiki bar on like an island somewhere and just wait for tourists to come
Hawaii
in.
Hawaii is pretty cool. Have
you
noticed?
Hawaii 5-0 makes me
that.
Just
they're like,
look at.
Listen, guys, we can't be bombing this place. Where are we going to go on holiday?
It's so beautiful.
Like, don't
like,
mess it up.
Even when we fuck up, we need a refuge.
Exactly.
And Hawaii's that place.
This is the paradise we were promised, the seven virgins. Why would you want to have seven of them though as well? Like,
no, but why should they all be
virgins?
Like, shouldn't like they spice it up for you? Like, you get from the scale of virginity
honestly,
all the way to the freakiest.
I'm a better man now, but I wouldn't really want to die for seven virgins.
No, me neither.
I would want them
and
to
I'm
be
a
freaks,
woman.
Like, straight out the brothel. They should know what they're doing. Can you dance on this pole? This is why I blew myself up. You know what I mean? I want to see tricks on
like
this pole.
You want to see one swinging from a chandelier, yes. One hanging upside down on a stripper pole.
Yeah, I want to see that stuff. I don't want to have to be like...
Just one of them must be able to cook or something.
You know what I mean?
You know, like...
Are you negotiating with virgins together? And you're already in it? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, please. Can we try
and they're like
this?
No, but I died too so that I could remain a virgin. Now you want... No.
Okay.
Yes.
So, today's show is really interesting.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited.
Introduce our great, our guest.
Yeah, I was like, our great?
Our grace.
Okay, then man flu's not playing around.
I got man flu and I want to know if I'm going to make it. Because I'm thinking I might not make it through the day, let alone the week.
Man
flu's
such a... Am I going to survive this? Oh my gosh, it's such a sad, sad state of affairs. But our guest, right? Mm-hmm. She's an astrologer.
Okay.
So there's a difference between an astrologer and an astronomer, people. We're not going to be speaking
one
about like...
walks on the moon? And the other one
none of them
looks
walk
at the
on the moon
and tells you
none of
your
them
future.
Walk on the moon. Oh, okay. No. Astronomers have never walked on the moon. They look at the moon, but they don't walk on
you
the moon.
You also believe that that was like a Disney film.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But. So I've got a fascination, clearly, like as the shows have been going, you've picked us up with some the other world, like something that's different from us. And that and I'm a Leo, right? So then I've always just focused on, okay, you're born 18 August, it's Leo. So I'm a
you're
Leo.
Fabulous. Like,
right?
That's all you need to know.
That's,
you're a Leo,
what
you're
I
fabulous.
Thought. That's
the
what
best
I
star
thought.
Sign ever.
But apparently,
that's all I need to
apparently
know.
Apparently, there's
need
more
to anymore.
It.
Really?
Like, you're just not a Leo. There are other factors that come into place. And that's where Teresa's going to be telling us.
Okay.
And I've noticed as well, Teresa's the name for people who know their shit.
All right.
Like, in the after, like, you know, in the other world.
Like who
there's
else?
Teresa,
Saint Teresa
Caputo.
Okay.
Who's a Long, she calls herself the Long Island Medium. And she's got a show on TLC. Like, she will tell you some crazy ish. Like, even I sit at home and I'm like, wow, I wish Teresa was in my house, just like telling me like that right there, the ghost is sitting there, but this and this. Yeah. You remember the other night when you couldn't sleep and you were and you're like, no one knows I couldn't sleep the other night.
Wow.
Thanks, Teresa.
Wow.
So Teresa right now
there's a Saint Teresa like a rosé wine that will have you speaking in tongues. Honestly. That's all I know.
Okay. Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
How are you
thanks
doing,
for
Teresa?
Having me on studio again.
Good to have you.
Oh, my goodness. Could you please explain what
tell
an astrologer
do.
Does?
Well, astrology is a fascinating subject.
Yes.
And I'm going to first of all start by telling you what astrology is.
Yes.
And
please.
What it isn't.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Astrology is actually a science. And many people don't realize this.
Yeah, no, we don't.
You read your astrology in your magazines and in your newspapers. And most
in your
people read it
year
all
chart.
Wrong. And in your 12-year chart. And most of it gets wrong because you're only reading your sun. And where your sun is in your chart, which isn't actually that accurate.
Oh.
Astrology is based on magnetics. And believe it or not, the planets in our solar system, as well as our sun, give off solar radiation, which is magnetic radiation, i.e. the solar wind, the solar flares.
Oh.
And that hits our Earth and our Earth's magnetic shield.
Okay.
Okay, around the Earth.
Okay.
And that feeds into our magnetic grids on Earth, which feeds into our magnetic DNA.
Hmm.
Our DNA is magnetic.
Okay.
And that is, in essence, what astrology is.
Oh, I see.
It actually
make
affects
it sound better?
Our bodies.
Sure.
So it's like when you are born, the universe is doing certain things, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which have a magnetic consequence on the earth, which as you are being formed have a consequence
on
your, I suppose, mental development.
Correct.
Emotional development. Correct. And physical development.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Right.
So the minute you come out the womb, your imprint is laid on you.
Jeez.
Magnetically.
That is crazy, right?
Okay, well, because, you know, just to go a little bit further ahead, you asked us to give you the time, the day, and the place that we were born.
Mm. Correct.
Is that part of, because I see here you've got almost like a geo mapping of
it
this.
It is geo mapping.
Like, you've got my exact location kind of thing of where Pretoria would be, right?
Correct.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And like it's got our time and the EET time. I don't know where EET is.
Yeah.
What does EET stand for?
Yeah, I was like, Eastern,
It's your grids. You're basically your actual grid work on the planet of where you were born.
Oh,
so it's your grid lines from space that actually factor into on your grid lines of where you were
see?
Born.
You see? Wow. Guys, it's not just Leo, Sag. You have a
there's a lot of science in it.
Yeah.
So what is astrology not?
Astrology is not... it's not tarot reading, it's not psychic reading, and it's not anything that's up in the clouds, we were sucking numbers out of the sky.
Like, I'm just going to look at you and assume.
Yeah, and assume. Okay. This is actually all done mathematically.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's done precisely. Jeez. So there's no guesswork.
But that's why,
in front of you.
But that's why the exact time was so important. Because it's so funny, before we came in, Teresa was like, because she asked me for my times, and my mother clearly doesn't love me that much because she forgot. She was like, I remember it was before midday, and it
was
really
busy
after. And then she was like, and I was tired.
Oh,
she's like, you know how she knew?
Yeah.
She didn't have lunch. She was I missed lunch. So
I was in a lot of pain. I couldn't remember.
She was like, go look at your baby thing. I was like,
What baby thing?
It's like the medical record that you start, but it doesn't start on the day. It starts like the first immunization.
Oh, yeah. They didn't have that like in the old days. You were probably at a government hospital. And
I was.
Right?
Joburg Genevan.
Yeah.
Not Santon Mediclinic. Nothing private.
No, there wasn't Joburg that back then.
Just, no, my brother, my older brother managed to be born at Florence Nightingale, a private institution at the time. And then my younger brother was at Santon. So it was just me who was
but,
general baby.
He's a born free. He's a born free. It's like we were allowed to, you know. Yeah. Okay.
In India, all babies, times are dated at birth, as a matter of course, because they take birth and astrology so seriously that it's taken into the child's DNA at birth and looked at and studied to see what career the child's going to have, see what future that child's going to have.
That is crazy.
Even to the point where in a child's chart, if that child has got, say, a planet like Mars in their seventh house of marriage, they will not marry that child off.
What?
Because Mars shows strife within a marriage.
What?
I'm sorry, Morogam, you cannot get married because
don't
you are born at 1 o'clock instead of at 2 o'clock.
You're going to fight too much and all.
Okay. Now that we've offended some of our listeners.
Because it's not a show unless you offended somebody.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So I think let's go into the world right now, right?
Yeah.
Because the world feels like it's in so much chaos.
Yeah,
you know, so is there
just
some
the Western
shift?
Cape.
The Western Cape is there.
And Trump.
Yeah. And
Trump. Just,
and America.
And Jay-Z.
And
okay,
Jay-Z.
The world. Let's just see what's happening.
Well, you know, guys, we're going through a major shift at the moment.
Okay.
With planetary wise in the skies at the moment. Major shift. Since 2012, we've actually been going through this. And
the planets were in retrograde and stuff, right?
Yes. People talk about the Mayan calendar, and there was a whole boogeyman fear about the Mayan calendar.
The world was coming to an end in 2012.
Yeah, it was coming to an end in 2000 as well.
Okay.
It never happened. It's not going to happen.
Two times I cleared out my bank accounts, and I didn't pay my debts because the world was supposed to be coming to an end. I'm not falling for that again.
Don't do that this time, please.
The prophecies have changed, clearly.
Yeah.
And we're not coming to an end. We're actually heading for something good.
Oh, really?
And it's in the works, and the planets are actually helping us. They're working with us. The shifts are different. Difficult though.
Okay.
And it's not easy.
Is this why it's so painful right
this
now?
This is why it's so painful right now.
Mm.
The biggest shift that we're hitting at the moment is the Uranus and Jupiter opposition at the moment. And this is what people are feeling at the moment. It's bringing sudden surprises, sudden changes.
Dude.
I don't know if you guys have been feeling it.
Yeah.
Things are dropping into people's laps. People are meeting up with people from their past. It's just been sudden. Just yesterday. What happened?
It's some person from my past was just like creeping in my Instagram, watching my videos.
Okay. How do you know when someone looks at your Instagram?
You know, on your videos. So like, you know, if you post like just a 24-hour video, then it lists everyone who's seen it. Yeah. I catch you creeping, people.
Okay, thanks for that warning.
Yeah. Sudden contact, out of the blue. People you've known for years, suddenly coming back into your life.
Sudden
synchronicities happening, where one thing you'll be thinking of something and wishing for something to happen, next thing you know, it's happening.
Wow.
Time,
that sounds good.
Time is speeding up. It's happening faster and faster and faster, and we are literally speeding up.
Wow.
The planets are moving faster within space. It's kind of like being in a moving train where you can feel the train is moving, but you can't feel that it's speeded up. But you feel that the tracks are moving.
I understand
faster.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain things that I just feel like are happening at the moment on the planet, in our country as well.
Mm.
Every week there's a new drama.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
There's a new change, but it's not like a small change like back in the Heisei.
Yeah, no.
Like these are huge changes,
I mean?
You know. Every week is last week it was Gupta Gate, which was huge. This week Nizna burned down, which is huge.
Jeez.
You know, so it's like huge things happening.
You see, Uranus is the planet of dramatic change. Sudden surprises, sudden reversals, sudden revelations. Okay. And when it's opposing Jupiter, Jupiter amplifies everything. Mm. Jupiter expands whatever it touches. Oh. So what gets revealed is expanded 10 times. Jeez. This is going to be in effect for the rest of the year. Oy. It's going to be exact again in September. So there's going to be even more revelations around September.
Oh, really?
And ironically, that's going to be around the time of the next major eclipse.
Okay. Wow.
There's going to be two major eclipses, and they're going to be in August. 7th of August, there's going to be a massive lunar eclipse in Aquarius. Mm-hmm. So the Aquarians and the Leos are going to feel it.
Okay, I'm going to feel it. You're going to feel it.
7 days before my birthday.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You're definitely going to feel it. The closer they are to your birthday, the bigger.
Yeah, I'm on the 18th, so I'm a bit far.
The 21st of August. Oh, I'm in the middle. Massive, massive total solar eclipse. And it's going to be falling.
That's 7 days after.
You're right in the middle.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. You're going to feel it.
Our show's just going to be vibrating.
Those eclipses are falling over the entire United States and Canada.
Wow.
And the solar eclipse is falling on the exact degree of Trump's rising sign.
What?
At the exact degree.
So he's staying for a while.
That man was born on an eclipse.
What?
And people that are born on eclipses normally die on eclipses.
Oh, so is he going to die?
He could, but I don't think so. He's got too many changes to bring in. He's bringing in some awesome changes.
Really?
Oh, really?
He's actually averted a massive financial collapse, worldwide collapse, by coming into power in the United States.
Really? Why?
People haven't realized that.
Are we going to realize this?
Yeah, we are going to.
I just feel like the world is playing games on us. Mm. The world as we see right now. Because the people we think are that bad are actually not that bad. It's like what is good is bad. What is bad is actually good.
Yes, but correct. Right? Hasn't
we want
that
comfort.
Exactly. We want what we can identify and see as good overtly.
Yeah,
and
Okay,
so correct. you were still saying on Trump.
Correct. Trump is actually investigating the Fed. And the Fed, as we all know, is ruled by the Illuminati. And he has put an inquisition into the Fed, and he's investigating them for fraud.
Mm.
Now, the Fed rules the banks.
The Illuminati is not going to be happy about that.
They're not happy. They're scampering. George Soros is already under investigation.
I just hope that he's got Tom Hanks on his side. In that other movie, he also went against the Illuminati.
But he's taking them on, and nobody's talking about this. They're trying to hide this from people. They're talking about all the negatives about him. They're trying to bring up all of his past to try and damage him.
The
media's also owned about him.
Yeah.
The Russians are smart. They're not buying into it either.
Mm.
Putin's a very clever guy. He's actually got a Scorpio rising and a Libra sun. And he is saying he's right behind Trump, even on this climate deal. He's been talking a lot about the climate deal.
Okay.
And he doesn't believe in the climate warming theory, and he knows that they're just trying to pocket taxes on climate change.
Oh, my gosh.
They
Teresa,
make money
I feel like, you know, if we want to travel and stuff, like this show is kind of just giving us too much information.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in danger.
Like, yes.
I know nothing.
Like my skin just stood.
I
was
know
like,
nothing.
I'm not,
in
you
like
know
the,
what? Yeah.
Teresa who knows everything, okay?
Yeah, y'all find Teresa and you find out where she got her inside info. Like, I think let's move to our charts. I'm just not happy with it.
No, I want to hear more.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then?
Yeah, no, tell us a little more.
Yeah, so Putin is actually laughing because he said that Trump hasn't actually ruined the whole climate Paris deal.
Mm.
It was dead already. And the deal doesn't come through until 2021 anyway. So there's plenty of time to bring in agreements that they need. He said, so relax, be happy.
Okay.
There is no rush and there is no stress. They're just trying to badmouth Trump.
Okay, so...
You know, I'm watching you. Like, you're just smiling at all this stuff, right? Like,
and she's so calm,
like,
right?
You're just chilled, right?
It's like when you have all this inside info,
yeah.
I feel like I'd be telling the world.
You know what I mean? Is that how you feel, Jerry? Like, you watch stuff and you go, let me just go check my charts. Ah, it's going to be all right.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
That's like having a superpower.
Yeah. You can see it in the charts.
Yeah.
And usually
like when you, like on past events, when you've sat back,
and
read the chart, and it unfolds like you read it.
That is the best
part. Isn't that something?
Okay, but clearly this is not it's a knowledge that you acquire. It's not like you are
born with it.
And then you must, you know, it's some sort of spiritual power. It's like you're just born with it. You're not born with the stuff. You have to go study it.
Correct.
Like you would study physics.
Yeah.
Like
correct.
You study maths,
yeah.
accounting, all that stuff. Okay,
correct.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. All right.
But that's I'm glad you said that because it's a very important clarification for people to understand that this is not a clairvoyant or someone who can't, you know, it's very scientific and mathematical,
it's not
like
satanic.
You said.
No, please.
Let's cut to the chase.
Let's just get that out there, right?
Well, I'm glad you said it.
People are thinking.
I'm glad, because people were like, I'm just a little uncomfortable that she can reveal so much things to someone.
I see a sign here that looks like a goat, a ram's head. And I don't know. I'm a little bit uncomfortable.
And it's got a woman's body.
That's just to scare people.
A very unattractive chick.
See, are you ready to get into the charts?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, let's get into the charts, Teresa.
Okay, all right. Let's look at you, Candace. I know your love life isn't what you'd
age
like.
Age before
to be,
beauty.
So, let's. You know, Candace, you are an amazingly actually entertaining person.
Oh, thank you.
You have got a very, very flamboyant personality.
I do.
You are meant to be in this industry. You are in the correct industry. You're doing what you love. You're doing what you're passionate about. You're a Leo through and through. I mean, people listening can't see you. They should be seeing you.
Go to my Facebook.
Her hair matches her jacket every week.
Okay. You're so glam. You're so glam, girl. You always look spick and span. And as I said to you earlier, you need to be seen way more than you're being heard.
Okay.
You really do need that. And it's coming. It's going to come.
Okay.
I see you going overseas and I see you making a huge career for yourself.
Did you guys hear that?
It's going to happen.
Overseas, like.
Overseas, yeah. Like.
But big.
Zimbabwe.
Big.
Oh, I
like
love
Hollywood.
That. Woo, child. I told you.
I know
hitched your wagon to the right. I told you hitched your wagon to the right show.
I also want to ride in a limousine.
You're going to be my plus one. Don't worry.
Oh, great.
In my speeches for a change.
Thank you. Hey, how you guys doing?
You just hold that statue and think of us.
I shall.
When you thank.
I'm going to play
everyone.
Them this audio.
Charge it to Candace. Thank you.
But you do deserve respect. You've got a Capricorn rising sign. And for the people out there that don't know what that is, your rising sign is actually your most important sign in your chart. And to know what your rising sign is, you actually have to know your time of birth. Okay. You have to know where you're born and you have to have your full birth date.
Okay.
The rising sign is the sign on the eastern horizon the day you were born.
Okay.
And it's where the stars were in the sky at that time. And for you, it's in Capricorn. That is basically ruling your first house. So it rules the ego, the body, your personality. It rules any physical ailments you might have. But it also shows your greatest needs in this life.
Mm-hmm.
And it rules your entire chart. That sign, Capricorn, and the ruler of that sign will be Saturn, will rule your entire chart.
Oh, wow.
So every single segment of your chart, a chart to anyone listening looks like a pizza with 12 slices in it. And the planets fall into different slices of that pizza.
Yeah.
Where those planets fall are the areas in life where the soul's focused on in this lifetime.
Mm.
That's where the energy goes.
Okay.
That Capricorn rising is going to need respect.
Okay.
You're going to need respect from people. In actual fact, you'll demand it from people.
Okay.
You're very tall, typical Capricorn. Very slim, typical Capricorn. You're actually behind closed doors a very serious person.
I am.
Very reserved, intellectual. You know what you want and you're going to get it. Slowly but surely, you're determined. You're the goat climbing the mountain, sure-footed, one step at a time, but you'll reach the top.
Oh, good.
Very determined.
Good.
Capricorn is the second strongest sign of the zodiac.
Oh, wow.
Scorpio is the first, Capricorn second.
Hmm.
They're the powerhouses of the zodiac.
Wow.
You've also got Saturn in your first house, which is the ruler of Capricorn, so it's a double whammy for you.
Oh, good.
You're very, very powerful. You suffer with a bit of anxiety, huh?
A lot.
What are you anxious about?
You're only going to master that anxiety later in life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you suffer with nerves. You're a warrior.
I am.
You mustn't worry.
Don't tell people my secrets, Teresa. Damn.
You hide it well, though.
It's all the laughing. Now you know.
You see. Now you know why Candace laughs.
Actually,
I've
figured
much.
That out. Because every time she laughs, it's like.
Yeah. Well, my eyes, you see me in studio, my eyes are running.
Yeah.
Tears of joy, girl.
Okay.
You've got very powerful friends.
Okay.
Friends in high places.
Okay.
Friends who love you dearly. When I say powerful friends, you've actually got friends who would do anything for you as
well. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. But nice be one. Very careful that some of them don't betray you.
Okay.
Behind your back.
Okay.
That power can also be misused.
Okay.
And it is in its home sign of Scorpio.
Yeah.
And Scorpios can be deceiving.
Okay.
Okay. You're a very driven person, but you're into the details, very detail orientated. Like things have got to be done properly or not at all.
Mm-hmm.
If a detail is missing or something hasn't been done properly, you can like really lose it.
I lose my ish.
Yeah, yeah. You suddenly do not feel in control and things freak you out.
My pins.
Your colored pins. Of course, her colored pins.
She's going to be a nightmare at a wedding.
Now you know why.
I'm going to have the best damn wedding. You, know you should be happy.
I just want to be there as a guest. I'm not.
Of
I'm going to arrive.
You're going to be there as a guest.
I'm not being helpful. I'm not like coming as a member of the team, okay? I'm not like not emceeing. I'm not like.
You're not squad.
I'm on the groomsmen section. I'm not even sitting with the family. That's what I'm saying. I'm just sitting, like, I'm just coming
You're
in.
You're a guest.
I'm a guest.
Okay.
I want to see when it's perfect. I don't want to see the...
Okay. I promise
Bridezilla.
Tamisha, her pins keep her secure.
I know. This is going to be a day.
As long as they're there, she's happy.
I'm not emceeing that one. I'm going to get a lot of changes in the script.
Oh, after all my Hollywood events, and you're not going to MC my wedding?
Oh, sorry.
Could we know our place?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'll MC that one.
Okay.
Okay. You can be Bridezilla on me. It's all right. It's all right. I'll MC it. Okay.
I'll get John Legend. Okay. That's fine.
No, he only sings. You get Gareth Cliff to do it.
You love traveling.
I do.
You love going overseas and meeting new people and different cultures. Oh, and you like to travel in style. You don't like to rough it, not that much.
That's why I don't travel that much, because if the budget don't allow me to be fabulous.
Yeah, you've got to be comfy.
Maybe you're going to marry Trevor Noah.
Maybe. But since my marriage chart is just empty, I don't know how to recharge, but it looks hella empty.
Take heart. You've got transit in Uranus. It's in your fifth house of romance.
Okay.
Very soon.
Okay, good.
You're going to start meeting all the unusuals.
Ooh. Okay, is it good unusual or bad unusual?
Both.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
Be choosy.
Enjoy.
But there's some very exciting men coming onto
Tell
the
me
scene.
About it.
Electric. Yeah. They're gonna trigger your Uranus that makes you so nervous.
Okay.
But it's going to be good nerves. You're gonna feel excited. You're going to be drawn to them. And they're going to bring a whole new level of excitement into your life.
Ooh.
They're going to show you new places, new things, take you on exciting holidays.
This sounds like a Mills and Boone.
It's right. Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to show you new things.
New things, baby, new things.
The permanency of it all is under question.
Okay.
Because Uranus likes change too much.
Okay.
But enjoy the ride.
Okay. Okay.
Enjoy the ride.
Well, as long as career's going well, I'll enjoy the ride of the rest. Yeah.
Just be careful if you don't want kids. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Use protection.
That's what you want.
That's just very subtle.
Yeah.
You know,
if you don't want kids,
basically you strap.
But all these fleeting men.
Exactly. Please.
It'll be the Shades of Grey trilogy in a good way.
Gosh.
But just
just don't have kids while you're at it.
Just don't have kids.
Thanks, Teresa. I will keep that in mind.
But all's good coming your way.
Oh, good, good, good.
And where else are we? Let's have a look. Your Sun in Jupiter, 8th house.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to be very good with your investing.
Okay, good.
You're going to have a pot of gold at the end of your rainbow.
Woo!
And I would say start now.
Okay.
Start doing it now at your age, because by the time you get there, you're going to have a lovely nest egg.
Good.
It's going to really be worthwhile in having done it.
Yeah.
I know you're studying your finances, and I know you're dealing around with it at the moment, and you're going to get there. Wait till you're a bit older.
Okay.
Go back to it.
Okay. Mm.
I think you're going to look at it a bit more seriously when you do, and you're going to enjoy it when you're older.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Finance is something that grows on some of us. It's not something that's automatic, but you're going to do very, very well at it.
And what are some things I should watch out for?
Like, save your money, because you don't want to get to my age and have to rely on your looks.
Oh, see. Oh, soft spot. Man.
Yeah, it's hard for me. At least I still got it. You know, I still got it.
I can't promise
that for everyone.
Just be careful in the year ahead of seeing other people clearly.
Okay.
You've got Neptune in your seventh house of others.
Okay.
And wherever Neptune goes, you tend to wear rose-colored glasses.
Okay.
And it's not that you mean to. You just don't see the woods for the trees.
The deceptives.
Until that planet moves out of that house, you won't see clearly. Until it moves out. And then it's kind of like you look back and you say, oh my gosh, shit, why didn't I see that?
Okay.
So while it's happening, you won't see. So double check.
Okay.
And it's not that people are going to deliberately deceive you either. Sometimes you are actually deceiving yourself.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You don't want to see.
Mm.
You kind of know the person's not right, but you don't want to see it.
Okay.
That's how it can also work.
Okay.
Pluto in your fifth. You might go back to an old love from your past. Someone you've known before.
An old love?
Mm.
Creeping.
Mm.
That is so sad because she's had like some misery. That is the bad news.
She did say it in the bad news.
Don't fry your beans twice, girl.
Okay. No, because I was like, what do I look out for? And she's like, you might go back.
Oh my lord. It's like, really?
Try and remind yourself why you left.
I'll do that.
Unless it was someone really decent. And
I don't think any of them were. That's why they're not here.
Yeah. Okay. And then Saturn in the fourth house. You might want to move, but you can't for some reason. But the urge is going to still be there.
Okay.
So sort of lay up the plans.
Okay.
Start getting things ready. So when you can, you're ready to go.
Okay.
The
okay.
urge is to move.
Okay.
You've had Saturn going over your moon. So the urge has been to move. Mm. You kind of like want to move away from your past into something new.
Yeah.
And the drive's definitely been there.
Mm.
You can't
Very heavy.
Wait. Yeah. Mm. I don't know if it's to do with family or mom, but you just need to strike out on your own, get in your own space.
Yeah,
I can see that. The money's good. You're earning well. You're earning so nicely.
Thank you,
Jesus. The money's going to be there, so
And my prayers have been working.
Yeah.
You're shining this year.
Okay.
You're shining. You're being seen. You're being noticed. You need to focus on yourself this year. It's not really about other people.
Okay.
It's about yourself, and you need to do that. Okay. It's not selfish. Be you.
Okay.
Be who you are. Shine.
Okay.
And don't be shy about that.
Oh, good.
Don't feel bad about it. And speak.
Yeah.
Speak and concentrate on the details. So it's not what you're saying, it's how you're saying it.
Okay.
So
that's important.
Therese, I wanted to say, like, you've given us this chart, right?
Yeah.
And how do people like us who are lay people of this world read a chart like this?
Well, that's where you have to come to me, you see.
Yeah. I'm like, where are you going to start? There's so many squares and symbols.
Yeah, well, you see, Tamisha's got what a lot of squares in his chart.
Yes,
he's
no,
a
no,
very
but
capable
I actually
boy.
Want us to get to Tamisha's
he's,
chart now.
Yeah, he's a very capable guy. He can handle most crises in life quite capably. He's got a lot of squares in
like
his
so
chart.
Many squares that, like, guys, if you guys want to know how many squares Tamisha actually has, my chart has a square that's eating a square that's eating a square that's eating a square. And then I was told it's a semi-square because, well, I couldn't decide about my life. Tamisha's squares are so, like, they spread out. They, like, make a circle, guys. They're, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And other squares are even eating other squares.
Yeah.
That's how the squares are working.
Squares on squares.
squares on squares.
I'm a square.
If you're in a crisis, you call Tamisha.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
Level headed.
He's the man. Yeah.
Okay.
If Candace is having a problem, please go help her, right? Because she'll battle.
I'm a man of action. I like to
She'll
duke.
Need the help.
I will need the help.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. She will.
But, I'll have to carry that money.
Exactly. You're the doer. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're also a very practical person.
I'm quite practical.
Very down
I'm more
to
practical
earth.
than I let out.
Yeah,
than
yeah.
Than people think.
Yeah, yeah. You're very, very level-headed. Very down to earth. You've been going through a lot, eh?
Tamisha. You don't know the half, Teresa.
You.
he's been doing the most.
Yeah.
He's been having his midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm. But we should have known. It started with the Great Gatsby, but...
Yeah.
The what?
Great Gatsby.
The party? That was in the midst of it.
It was slap bang middle.
Yeah, you should have realized that when I got the BMW. Things are going bad.
You should have rather bought a puppy, not the BMW.
Oh my gosh, the BMW is I love it like a puppy.
That works.
Yeah,
that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're almost getting through it. It actually disrupted a lot of your friendships.
mm-hmm.
and your love relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you lost a lot of people going through that.
Mm-hmm.
They just suddenly, you, it's actually you. You suddenly realized who was there and who wasn't there. Who was actually your friend and who wasn't your friend. You suddenly, it was as though the lights came on. Suddenly the dark room had been lit up and you suddenly realized, hang on a minute, what am I doing here? Who are these people? I don't belong here anymore.
Mm.
And you had to make some serious decisions in your life. But they're all good. Okay. You're actually now on the right track in your life. Awesome. You're heading that's in the awesome. Right direction.
Whew.
What a relief.
Midlife crisis coming but
it wasn't,
to an end.
It wasn't easy for you.
No, it because wasn't.
Because you don't do change well.
Mm.
You don't enjoy it.
Mm.
So no, you I had like, to make some serious decisions.
Sometimes I like to be like where I am and be comfortable with that, even if it's bad.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I realized because there were some things that were really bad for me.
Mm. Yes.
But I would happily do out. Them again and again back then.
Yes.
Just because it's what I know.
Yes. You did say. Yes. You did say.
Yeah, it's kind of like you've invested so much of yourself into it. How can you just throw that all away?
Yeah.
It
Follow
would be
through,
a waste.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's you. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, you're full of earth. You've got a lot of earth element in your chart. And okay. earth is practicality. It's all about practical day-to-day stuff.
Groundedness.
Yeah, groundedness. You don't let go easily. You lack more air and water. So you tend to think things through a lot before you actually apply it. You sit and think and think and think and think. You overthink to overcompensate for the lack of.
I wish my father was listening because sometimes he says I'm impulsive.
No, you're not.
And I always say I'm not.
You
I've
are
thought
not.
This through, people. I've just made a decision now.
No, but I think it's because you are so busy solving it internally that it seems to the outside world, by the time you make your decision, you've already thought of every possibility. But to
Correct.
The observer, it's like, oh, why are you acting so impulsively? But you're like, nah. It's just that I when I decide this. To act, I'm going to act.
You don't just talk about things. Mm. You don't. Nobody knows. You keep it to yourself. You're talking in your head.
Mm.
And then once you've decided, you act. You're not a talker, you're a doer.
Hmm.
And that's why people get a fright. It's all in your top.
Yeah.
It's in your elements.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're coming to the end of it. By the end of this year,
what's happening?
Tell us the good.
The good.
First,
good.
Start with the bad. Start with the bad. I like to hear bad news sometimes. Because you get prepared.
Okay, but they're not
and
like,
we always want
to
hear
but
like,
have you noticed, like the bad news aren't like bad. They're just like cautionary. That's
I think
all.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah so. Yeah,
yeah. The bads are growth points.
Yes.
You know,
growth
if you
points.
Don't have the bads, it's kind of like diamonds are made through a lot of pressure and heat.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't get diamonds without pressure and heat. And iron sharpens iron.
Mm.
Without that pressure, you don't get the end
That's
result.
That's a beautiful analogy.
Okay. Mm. So you've got to have that with the good to create what you want in your life. You have to have that. It goes hand in hand. You're busy going through a letting go phase. You've got Saturn going through your 12th house of endings, okay, and new beginnings. The 12th house also deals with your past. So you're letting go of a lot of things, places, and people from your past, okay? It could be moving away from an old home that you used to live in, an old area you used to live in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I miss you already.
Not.
We've moved on. Now.
Yeah.
It's too promiscuous anyway.
It's going down and it's going to actually cross over your ascendant line. And when it does that, you're going to feel it. It's a heavy energy, Saturn. It's going to make you feel a little bit serious, maybe a little bit depressed, but you're going to start feeling very responsible. All the love and the joy and the happiness that you've been feeling is going to dull down a lot. Okay. It's normal. You're going through a growth period. It's going to be going into your first house.
Mm-hmm.
And as it crosses over into your first house, Saturn's going to want you to start growing yourself. So your energy and your attention is going to have to start going towards yourself. So you're going to start reevaluating the last 14 years of your life. You're going to start saying, where was I? What was I doing? Where was I putting my energy?
Yeah.
Was it going into the right things in my life? And if it wasn't, where can I change it now? And you're going to have to start looking within yourself and reevaluating who you are on a personal level and start actually changing yourself. Any distractions that go against that, relationships, outer commitments, career commitments, those things, if they're taking up too much of your time, are going to start falling away because Saturn won't allow it to eat up too much of your time.
Mm.
So it can work of one of two ways. Either they'll fall away naturally because you won't be interested in them, or you just won't have enough time to do it all, and they will fall away.
Okay.
That way. Hmm. Okay.
Oh, that's good, because I hate breakups, you know?
Yeah. I know. It gets a little bit much.
Yeah, I just, the other person's emotions. I don't like people crying around me.
Exactly.
Or crying over you.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay. If I ignore them, they'll go away.
The good thing is Saturn's going to bring you people, money, places, careers,
the M word,
job offers, anything that comes to you while Saturn is in your first house has longevity. Saturn rules time.
Yes.
Whatever comes to you during a Saturn transit in the first house has the potential to last 30 years.
Holy.
Because that is the time it takes Saturn to travel around your whole.
At least another 30 years. Thank you.
It rules time. It rules longevity.
Yeah.
And with your rising sign being in Capricorn, Saturn is your ruling planet.
Okay.
Mm. So it's a double whammy. And being your ruling planet, it's going to bring you blessings. It's going to actually bring you lasting relationships, lasting job offers, lasting potentials. Mm. So notice the new that comes into your life.
Yeah.
Because that's going to have the staying power. Those are the people that are meant to be in your life.
Okay.
They're going to stick it out.
I feel that. Yeah.
They're going to stick it out with you, and they're going to be there.
Okay.
And they're not the ones that when you're distracted and you're busy, they're not going to just run away because you're busy.
Yeah.
They'll be there. Okay. They're not going to just say, oh, this man doesn't talk to me, I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
They'll be there with you. They'll stick it through.
Perfect.
Okay. And that comes with jobs and everything. Okay.
That's beautiful.
So you've got a lot coming your way.
Woohoo!
And in terms of love you were going to say something? Say whatever you want to say.
Your North Node is going to shortly go into your eighth house of resources. Now, the North Nodes are very important in our chart as well. It's the dragon's head and the dragon's tail, Rahu and Ketu. Now, Rahu is the head, and wherever the head travels is where we eat. We want knowledge. We're gaining knowledge. We can't get enough. And your energy will be focused there. That's where the eclipses follow as well, is with the North Nodes. Mm. So the eclipses are going to be eclipsing in money, and your focus and attention is going to be going into money, but it's going to be investment monies.
Come up a lot, that money.
Yeah. It's going to be banking investments, policies, overseas investments. It's big money. It's not just your own paycheck.
Yeah.
It's every other money's.
Yes,
inheritances.
Yes, man.
Things like that.
Big baller.
Security.
Look at me now. Not now. Okay. The midlife crisis is coming to an end.
Well, I'm just excited because my tithe is going to get better.
It is. And you've got Jupiter
in
your
career. Already getting better.
Yeah.
You're already getting so much better.
You've got Jupiter growing your career. It's just gone over your sun. It's still in your 10th house of career, boosting your career. And the last thing with Jupiter is you learn as you go. Mm. It's a learning by doing planet.
Yeah. Mm.
So you're learning so much in your career at the moment.
We are almost out of time. So I'm going to just finish it with you said something about lots of children.
Yes, that's where I was going.
Got children coming.
All right.
You've got Jupiter in your natal chart, which means expansion, growth. Okay. People with Jupiter in their fifth house of children tend to have more than one. They tend to have 3, 4. I don't know how many you're planning to have, but it shows.
I better buy that stationery again. that soccer mom van.
No, get it out of your system now, you know. Like, be new money for a bit.
You know what I'm saying? And just something really impractical.
And then
like a two-seater for all your kids. Like, I don't know.
You're going to be a baller. You're going to have a multitude of cars.
You know, yeah.
Don't think small, see?
Every kid gets their own car.
The other way it can work as well, Tanisha, is that if you ever owned your own business, it would be a flying success. Because Jupiter, the fifth house, is your own business.
Yeah.
And Jupiter would bless it. And it would fly with success.
Got a number
accepting
of my
all of this. You're accepting it.
Okay. So. Now, you know, I'm sure everyone who's listening is going, yeah, these guys, you know, they've got a nice chart reading. I'd like one as well. Everyone has a different chart reading. We're not all going to get the same thing, right?
Never, ever.
But like you said, there's no such thing as bad news. There's just things to be cautionary about.
Correct.
Because that's an opportunity where the universe is saying you can turn around. Well, what do we call it? Whatever, the stars, the alignments or whatever.
Yes.
One important question that I want to ask, you know, for people who have a different set of beliefs, like a belief in Christianity or anything like that, how do you, is there a possibility of marrying the two? I mean, do they live outside of each other? Could this be a way of saying, look, this is another form of knowledge. God can give you any form of knowledge.
Correct.
Mm. Right?
You know, I always say God is the master physicist. He gave us physics. God gave us every tool we use on this earth and we live with. He gave that to us. He gave us medicine.
This is just another form of, tool.
It's another tool. It's like learning a language. Astrology is just a form of a language. And if you know how to use it, you can read a different language. And what we're doing with astrology is we're basically using science to read weather systems and how they affect us here on Earth. We have free choice as to how they affect us. We always have free choice. You can say, well, that can be a disaster, but it's the way a person handles it. There's your free choice. You can either lie down and say, oh, woe is me, or you can say, you know what, I'm going to work with this. And you work with it. And, you know, sometimes it isn't a disaster. It just depends on the person's coping mechanisms and skills. And, you know, we're all different as people.
Look, speaking of disasters, the one thing I've learned is, in every crisis, as the Chinese say, is an opportunity.
Correct. Every time.
And actually, every crisis is just a growth opportunity.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to grow whether you like it or not. And sometimes you need a crisis to grow because you were obviously not growing.
Correct.
But sometimes don't you find that you find your most growth happens after incredible pain?
Yes.
Right? Always. Because that's when you like almost, your body's so shocked into like changing that you have no choice. But when you look back, you're like, I'm so grateful this happened, because if it didn't, I would have never been able to become the person I am.
Exactly.
You know,
so I think let's get to that part where we ask about
where people can find you.
Sure. I'll give you my cell number.
Okay.
It's 083-292-4782.
Okay.
Otherwise, my email address is Teresa SJ. It's TERESASJ at telcomsa.net. Otherwise, on my Facebook page, which is Teresa Stubbs-Jacob.
Awesome. Okay. All right. And then people can just contact me
and I will make appointments and we can work from there with them and I can do their charts for them.
Fantastic. Okay. Teresa. Wow.
And as the Chinese say, may we live in exciting times.
Oh, yeah. May we welcome these exciting times.
We're living in exciting times. I'm so glad. Well, anyway, that's it for us this week. Join us again next week. And if you missed this, remember, catch the podcast. We are out of here.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. CliffCentral.com